Quick rundown. 9 stories in about 12 minutes. Belichick gets snubbed on the first Hall of Fame ballot, and the NFL world is boiling over. The Bills promoted offensive coordinator Joe Brady to head coach, and Buffalo expects a Super Bowl or bust. Patrick Mahomes publicly blasted the Belichick omission. The Patriots' Drake May is headed to Super Bowl LX and got praise from Joe Montana. Robbie Avila hit a game-winning 3 to extend St. Louis's streak to 14. Luka Doncic claimed he once dumped between the legs and says he has a video. Arkansas freshman closed out a clutch road win at Oklahoma. A late-game shove in Suns nets triggered 5 technicals and an injury. And WWE teases Brock Lesnar and Tiffany Stratton for the Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia.
All right, let's slow it down and dig in. Start with the biggest shocker. Bill Belichick not being a first ballot Hall of Famer. Host A, your take.
This one landed like a bomb. You look at the resume, 8 Super Bowl rings when you count coordinator roles, 2nd most career wins behind Don Shula, 31 playoff wins, and most people assumed first ballot was a given. Instead, voters apparently brought Spygate and Deflategate back into the conversation. Adam Schefter reported discussions among voters referenced those scandals. There's even reporting that Bill Polian urged some voters to wait a year as a kind of penance for Spygate. That's huge because Polian's influence and this idea of punishment suggest this was more than a close call vote on pure accomplishments.
Belichick himself said politics played a role, not the wins. And you've got players reacting. The Mahomes piece shows the visceral fallout. Patrick Mahomes called the omission insane on social media. That's a star quarterback weighing in, and it amplifies the narrative that many players, fans, some media, see this as a credibility hit for the Hall.
There are 2 ways to view this. 1, voters are using off-field controversies as a legitimate lens for Hall voting, a morality or integrity filter. 2, people argue that Belichick's competitive record and transformational influence on coaching and scheme ought to trump those controversies, especially given questions about how direct his culpability was in some instances. The fallout we saw, social media outrage, op-eds calling the decision a joke, and even calls for voters to lose privileges, tells you this story won't fade before induction season.
And it's already spawning follow-ups. More reporting, more insiders, possibly more revelations before the summer. Expect this to be part scandal narrative, part debate about what the Hall of Fame should be, pure on-field excellence, or a broader character assessment. Next up, Bills news. Buffalo fired Sean McDermott after a 1-2, 5-year, and promoted Joe Brady internally to be head coach. Immediate reactions were mixed. What do we know?
Joe Brady, 36, offensive coordinator since 2000, has never been a head coach at any level. The move is striking because McDermott posted 8 winning seasons over 9 years, 7 straight 1-0 win campaigns, and multiple AFC East titles. But the franchise has been starved for a Super Bowl. ESPN's Marcus Spears said the pressure on Brady will be enormous. Super Bowl or bust from day one. And that's fair when you consider Josh Allen, the roster, and a city that believes it should be hoisting Lombardi trophies.
Fans were split. Some liked continuity, keeping Brady in the offensive staff. But many expected an outside big-name hire after moving on from a long-tenured, mostly successful coach. The optics matter. Firing McDermott after a 1-2, 5-year tells coaches and the market the Bills want an immediate title push, not gradual rebuild. For Brady, that's a ton of pressure, 0 margin for error, and a steep learning curve for someone with 0 HC experience.
Exactly. If Brady succeeds, Buffalo looks brilliant, and the front office is validated. If he falters in the playoffs, this hire will be second-guessed fiercely. Next thread on Belichick, Patrick Mahomes publicly reacted. We covered that a bit, but the Mahomes reaction illustrates the player backlash. Host B?
Mahomes calling it insane captures how players view Belichick's legacy. The counterpoint from voters, alleged integrity concerns. You've got a clear split. Players, current coaches, and fans on one side, some voters invoking past scandals on the other. That split will likely shape narratives all spring and summer, especially as Belichick remains eligible for future ballots.
Switching leagues, Super Bowl LX is set. Patriots versus Seahawks. And the Patriots are riding Drake May, who got high praise from Joe Montana. This is a big leap for Maye. A 1-4-3 season, 4,394 yards, 31 touchdowns, 72% completion, 113.5 rating. he's one of the youngest QBs to reach the Super Bowl. Montana, said May, is playing within himself. Simple but huge praise from a four-time champ.
May's efficiency numbers are eye-popping for a sophomore. The Patriots haven't been back to a Super Bowl often in recent years, so this is a big moment for New England. It's also interesting that the matchup is a rematch of Super Bowl IX against the Seahawks. That historical echo will feed the narrative leading into the game.
Moving to college hoops. Robbie Avila, the Indiana State transfer, drilled a game-winning three with 3 seconds left to push St. Louis to 14 straight wins and a 2-0-1 start. He finished with 22 points, 4 threes, 7 rebounds, 5 assists and 3 steals. That's the kind of all-around stat line that converts viral moments into legitimate March hope.
St. Louis is undefeated in the A-10 and 25th in KenPom. They have one blemish, a 1-point loss to Stanford, but Avila's leadership and the team's balance put them squarely in the watch column for the NCAA tournament. He transferred following his coach, and it's paying off. Expectations are building that this could be a genuine mid-major run.
Quick NBA bites. Luka Doncic poured in 46 and 12 in the Lakers' win and claimed post-game that he once dunked between the legs as a teen, and even said he has video. That came after Jackson Hayes threw down a between-the-legs dunk in the game. It's the kind of wink-and-smile moment that reminds us stars still have personality beyond the box score. The Lakers are 2-8, 1-7 and rolling, with Luka averaging near 34 a night.
Then there's Arkansas, beating Oklahoma 83-79 on the road, led late by freshmen Darius Acuff Jr. and Malik Thomas. They combined for 37 points, 10 assists, 0 turnovers, and Acuff hit the go-ahead and won with 21.2 seconds left. Coach John Calipari's experiment of two high-usage freshmen working together looks validated for now. Arkansas is 16-5 and 6-2 in the SEC.
And in the Nets-Suns game, a shove from rookie Igor Demin on Dylan Brooks sparked a bench-clearing scrum, 5 techs, and an injury to Ziaire Williams. Brooks had already been a focal point for rough play earlier in the game, a flagrant and another shove, and now he's 1 technical away from a suspension this season. Nets coach Jordy Fernandez defended his players for standing up for each other. This one could have ripple effects, suspensions, fines, and lineup impacts down the stretch.
Finally, for wrestling fans, WWE's Royal Rumble 2026 will be the first Rumble held outside North America, and reports point to Brock Lesnar being heavily favored to appear, possibly to win, with Tiffany Stratton also tipped to return. Other names are rumored but unconfirmed. WWE's planning surprises, with Lesnar and Stratton mentioned, it's shaping up to be high profile.
All right, quick closing. The biggest ongoing threads to watch are the Belichick-Hall debate, expect more reporting and player reactions, the Bills' risky internal hire, and how Joe Brady handles immediate Super Bowl expectations, Drake May's first Super Bowl performance, and St. Louis's bid for March, making a national mark. Plus, Luka's claim about that between-the-legs dunk will probably end up on social anyway.
If you enjoyed this roundup, subscribe to the Daily Podcast for full-length takes, interviews, and deeper analysis on every story we covered. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Host A, final word.
Just this. Sports storytelling is about facts and emotion, and this set of stories has both in spades. Expect fireworks on and off the field in the weeks ahead. Thanks for listening.